Hello, I'm Alhaji, and I just want to know, have you ever listened to one of your favorite songs or artists talking about women in a negative influence, like calling her a bitch or a hoe? Has that ever been something that makes you want to change your song or listen to something different? Well, to me, that's crossing boundaries, and I'm here to talk with Katie Walker, who has a story for us. To begin this talk, I want us to listen to this song. Well, as you can see, you can hear very profanated words like bitch and motherfucker. How does this make your song feel, Katie?
It doesn't make me feel any type of way. I mean, these type of songs make me want to get up and just, you know, start jamming, you know? Doesn't bother me, these words, at all.
Why doesn't it bother you?
I don't know, it's just... because this is the type of music that I grew up on. And, like, my sisters who are 27 and 23, I mean, I lived with them. And, like, that's the type of music they would listen to. And, like, growing up, it's like, it wasn't such a big deal. But then, like, you'd have my mom downstairs who was just like, oh, my goodness, those words. How can you listen to those type of songs? And she'd put on these old school slow songs and say, this is real music. But to us... on our generation, what we just heard, that's real music to us.
True. When the artists use words like bitch, did it make you want to turn it off or change the song?
No. I mean, like I said before, that's the type of music I grew up on, so it doesn't bother me, these words. I mean, it might bother people, like I said, my mom. Who she gets mad at me when I listen to this type of music, but it's like, it's not that big of a deal to me at all. It's just, I mean, in my eyes, I don't think that's how all these artists really feel about females. I mean, some, yeah, okay, maybe, but not all of them. It's just a way for them to make money, because they're just giving people what they want to hear.
Have you ever been called a bitch or... a hoe, or any things in that matter?
There was this one time that was not in a playful manner. It was by my dad.
Well, I guess it's time for our listeners to hear your story. Could you tell us what happened?
I was upstairs. I was with my mom. We were watching TV. It was really late. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. We just finished watching a movie. And then I hear arguing downstairs. And my sister and my dad are going at it. And I went downstairs to try and break them up. Because when they fight, they're both like... my sister's a girl, but I mean, she fights like a man. So I had to go down there to break it up. He didn't put his hands on me. But he kind of like nudged me out the way... and said, move, you effing B. And, I mean...
how did that make you feel?
That cut me deep. I mean, I stopped trying to pull the argument, the fight away, because I just wanted my sister to hit him at that point, because that just, it made me so angry. Like, to hear that type of word from somebody, I never thought it would be somebody like my dad. Like, I never thought... it would come from him. I thought maybe it would come from, like, some person on the street or something. But not by someone in my family. So that really hurt my feelings. I mean, but it hasn't made me view the music in a different way.
Do you think songs like the one we just recently listened to had an influence on your story?
No, not at all, because, I mean, my dad called me a bitch. I think that had nothing to do with the music, because because the time he grew up, he listened to, like, the same stuff my mom listened to. Believe it or not, my dad really likes country music. But, so the kind of music he listens to, there wasn't really, like, a lot of cursing in there. And I'm guessing the music he grew up on didn't really affect him in a way. But I guess just living in the neighborhood he lived in affected him, not the music.
Do you think that this music has changed over time? Like you were saying before about your dad and country music, do you think that since now our generation is listening to artists like Lil Wayne and Lil Jon, and it affects how we speak to the people?
Oh, I mean, yes and no, because like I said, yeah, there was, back in the day, there was music that was like country and slow and like all about love. But then if you take it back, like there was rap music out back then, hip hop music, that did have curse words in them. And I mean, they might have not been as vulgar as these songs out now. Yes, it has changed in that way, but like, I don't think, I mean, cursing and profanity in music goes way back, so I think our generation just kind of acknowledges it more. But other than that, like, I think the kids nowadays don't know how to listen to it and like not repeat the things that they hear. What they hear is what they know. So I guess you can say, yeah, it affects them in a way. But to me, it doesn't affect me, because like I listen to music with curse words in it all day long, and I go home and I would never curse in front of my mom or my dad or any elders and disrespect them. So
I see what you mean. What, have you had any younger siblings or family members curse in front of you that you were surprised about?
Yes. My baby cousin, Samir, who is 3 years old, he was able to talk since he was two and a half. And one day he came to my house, and I was babysitting him, and I said something to him. We were just playing around, jumping on my bed. He said, "My dad is going to kick your ass." I said, "Where did you learn that from?" He said, "My daddy." And his dad's really young, so I'm guessing his dad got his... And he doesn't live in a bad neighborhood at all. So I'm guessing his father got this language from music. I don't know, but like I said, what kids hear is what they hear, so that's what they know. So like kids that grow up on this rap music and hip hop, it's normal to them, so they don't know right from wrong.
Do you think it's a bad thing or a good thing that children so young speak in that type of manner?
I mean, I don't think it's good at all, but then again, coming from a different someone's perspective, like, it's bad. But, like, for kids nowadays, like, this whole generation, I guess they don't see it as bad because, like I said multiple times, what they know is what they know. So, like, especially if they don't have, like, their parents correcting them and telling them, no, that's wrong. You shouldn't be saying this. You shouldn't be listening to this. Then, yeah, it is pretty bad. Because these kids are going to take that language with them wherever they go, whether it's to work or to school or home or in front of your grandparents at dinner. So.
Well, thank you, Katie. I really appreciate your time. My last and final question is, how do you think this is crossing boundaries?
This is crossing boundaries because, like, kids cross a boundary of respect listening to these types of music. Like I said, they just don't know when to stop the profanity from listening to this music. So, I mean, respect is definitely a boundary that is crossed entirely due to the music.
Well, thank you, Katie, once again. I really appreciate your time. Mm-hmm. Well, we're back. I have a new guest today. This is Pierce Luck. And I just wanted to mail his opinion on the crossing boundaries of music and its profanated words. Hello, Pierce.
Hi.
My question for you is, how do you feel if one of your brothers or one of your friends calls one of your girlfriends a bitch or a hoe? How does that make you feel?
Like, one of my friends call, like, my girlfriend a hoe or something? Well, I would be offended, because that's, like, it's showing disrespect towards someone I really care about. So I wouldn't really feel like, I would think about our friendship, and that's what, it'd just be kind of weird, honestly.
Where do you think the word bitch or hoe came into the terms of being something in a negative way?
I just think that probably the word, like, advanced over time or whatever. Like, if people started using it, I don't think people really used it a lot back in the old days, I guess. I like the word just, like, you know, how everything evolves. I think, like, language has evolved, too. And so that word has evolved to be a really bad word in, like, today's times. So, and people just start using it more and more, like, little kids start using it more and more. Just because it's around, like, because people use it, so
I want to play a song for you, and I want to tell you, I want you to tell me how it feels after the song is done.
Okay.
When I played this for Katie, she said that this song doesn't really have any influence on her because she's been listening to this type of music since she was younger. How does this make you feel?
I kind of feel like the same way because in our generation, like we're so used to this kind of type of music, like. All artists nowadays for hip-hop and R&B and stuff, they all have this type of language in their music. So this is what we listen to. So we're just so, like, desensitized to all the cursing and profanity and bad words. Because it's just so used to us now. Like, it's not even, like, really an effect.
I understand. When do you think people will change and understand that these are crossing boundaries and that we shouldn't be listening to it?
I think people would change when they, like, realize that what these words are really mean. Like, because artists and R&B artists and artists use these words in their songs, but they're just saying it, like, in general statements. They don't really, like...
...to you that involved Big Sure Ho?
Let me think. Well, when I was in middle school... I went to Greenfield Elementary School, and I was, like, in the fifth grade. I had to be my sister. She was in, like, the eighth grade at the time. So even though I was younger than my sister, but I've always been, like, really protective of her because I was just really me and her because my brother was off at college. So I would, like, try to protect her even though I was young. And my sister, she's really pretty, and guys would go up to her and, like, try to grab up on her and, like, basically kind of grope her a little bit. And, like, I wasn't having it, so, like, I would try to, like, stand up to her, and then they would just, like, call my sister a bitch or a hoe when my sister's not at all. She's, like, really a scholar student. She's so respectful to everyone. So that really hit me to, like, why would somebody say that about my sister when it's not true? Like, yeah.
So what did you do when someone called her?
I would just, like, stand up, and I would stand up to him, even though I knew, like, if he got to a fight, I wouldn't win, probably, but I would, like, I didn't care, just because I love my sister that much. Like, I would stand up and, like, confront whoever it was. It could have been, like, an eighth grade boy, and I was, like, in the fifth grade at the time. I would confront him and say, oh, like, why would you do that? That's not cool, like.
Well, thank you, Pierce. I really appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks.
thank you for your time and patience. This is my conclusion. I really appreciate the time I've had with these two young people. This has to do with love, hatred, and just pure common kindness. Please know that this is a very interesting project to do because it shows how people can talk to one another with kindness and with hatred. And curse words show hatred. This is crossing boundaries because people need to learn how to talk to one another without anger and without hatred. Thank you for your time and patience. I really appreciate it.